The First Book of Samuel, Chapter 14. Now the day came that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the young man who was carrying his armor, "Come and let us cross over to the Philistines' garrison that is on yonder side." But he did not tell his father. And Saul was staying in the outskirts of Gibeah, under the pomegranate tree, which is in Migron, and the people who were with him were about 600 men. And Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the priest of the Lord at Shiloh, was wearing an ephod. And the people did not know that Jonathan had gone. And between the passes by which Jonathan sought to cross over to the Philistine garrison, there was a sharp crag on the one side and a sharp crag on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozes, and the name of the other Sine. The one crag rose on the north opposite Michmash, and the other on the south opposite Geba. Then Jonathan said to the young man who was carrying his armor, "Come and let us cross over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. Perhaps the Lord will work for us, for the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few." And his armor-bearer said to him, "Do all that is in your heart. Turn yourself, and here I am with you according to your desire." Then Jonathan said, "Behold, we will cross over to the men and reveal ourselves to them. If they say to us, 'Wait until we come to you,' then we will stand in our place and not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, for the Lord has given them into our hands. And this shall be the sign to us." And when both of them revealed themselves to the garrison of the Philistine said, "Behold, Hebrews are coming out of the holds where they have hidden themselves." So the men of the garrison hailed Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said, "Come up to us, and we will tell you something." And Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, "Come up after me, for the Lord has given them into the hands of Israel." Then Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet, with his armor-bearer behind him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer put some to death after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made was about 20 men within about half a furrah and an acre of land. And there was a trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. Even the garrison and the raiders trembled, and the earth quaked, so that it became a great trembling. Now Saul's watchman in Gibeah, a Benjamin, looked, and behold, a multitude melted away, and they went here and there. And Saul said to the people who were with him, "Number now, and see who has gone from us." And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. Then Saul said to Ahijah, "Bring the ark of God here." For the ark of God was at that time with the sons of Israel. And it happened while Saul talked to the priest that the commotion in the camp of the Philistines continued and increased. So Saul said to the priest, "Withdraw your hand." Then Saul and all the people who were with him rallied and came to the battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was very great confusion. Now the Hebrews who were with the Philistines previously, who went up with them all around in the camp, even they also turned to be with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. When all the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in the hill country of Ephraim heard that the Philistines had fled, even they also pursued them closely in the battle. So the Lord delivered Israel that day, and the battle spread beyond Beth-Aven. Now the men of Israel were hard pressed on that day, for Saul had put the people under oath, saying, "Cursed be the man who eats food before evening, and until I have avenged myself on my enemies." So none of the people tasted food. And all the people of the land entered the forest, and there was honey on the ground. When the people entered the forest, behold, there was a flow of honey. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard when his father put the people under oath. Therefore he put out the end of the staff that was in his hand, and dipped it in the honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes brightened. Then one of the people answered and said, "Your father strictly put the people under oath, saying, 'Cursed be the man who eats food today.'" And the people were weary. Then Jonathan said, "My father has troubled the land. See now how my eyes have brightened because I tasted a little of this honey? How much more, if only the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found? For now the slaughter among the Philistines has not been great." And they struck among the Philistines that day, from Michmash to Ajalon, and the people were very weary. And the people rushed greedily upon the spoil, and took sheep and oxen and calves, and slew them on the ground, and the people ate them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, Behold, the people are sinning against the Lord by eating with the blood. And he said, You have acted treacherously. Roll a great stone to me today. And Saul said, Disperse yourselves among the people, and say to them, Each one of you bring me his ox or his sheep, and slaughter it here, and eat. And do not sin against the Lord by eating with the blood. So all the people that night brought each one his ox with him, and slaughtered it there. And Saul built an altar to the Lord. It was the first altar that he built to the Lord. Then Saul said, Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and take spoil among them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, Do whatever seems good to you. So the priest said, Let us draw near to God here. And Saul inquired of God, Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou give them into the hand of Israel? But he did not answer him on that day. And Saul said, Draw near here, all you chiefs of the people, and investigate and see how this sin has happened today. For as the Lord lives, who delivers Israel, though it is in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But not one of all the people answered him. Then he said to all Israel, You shall be on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people said to Saul, Do what seems good to you. Therefore Saul said to the Lord, the God of Israel, Give a perfect lot. And Jonathan and Saul were taken, but the people escaped. And Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. And Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me what you have done. So Jonathan told him and said, I indeed tasted a little honey with the end of the staff that was in my hand. Here I am, I must die. And Saul said, May God do this to me and more also, or you shall surely die, Jonathan. But the people said to Saul, Must Jonathan die, who has brought about this great deliverance in Israel? Far from it. As the Lord lives, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has worked with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, and he did not die. Then Saul went up from pursuing the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. Now when Saul had taken the kingdom over Israel, he fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, the sons of Ammon, Edom, the kings of Zobah, and the Philistines. And wherever he turned, he inflicted punishment. And he acted valiantly and defeated the Amalekites and delivered Israel from the hands of those who plundered them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan and Ishvi and Malchishua. And the names of his two daughters were these, the name of the firstborn, Merab, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of his army was Abner the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner the father of Abner was the son of Abiel. Now the war against the Philistines was severe all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any mighty man or any valiant man, he attached him to his staff. The first book of the Chronicles. Chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reaiah, the son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath. And Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. And these were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazael Poni. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. And Naarah bore him Ahuzem, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. And the sons of Hela were Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. And Kaz became the father of Anub and Zobiba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, Because I bore him with pain. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. And Kelub, the brother of Shua, became the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha, and Pasea, and Tehenna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. Now the sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Zariah. And the son of Othniel was Hatheth, and Meonothiah became the father of Ophrah, and Sariah became the father of Joab, the father of Geharashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the son of Elah was Kenaz. And the sons of Jehalelel were Ziph and Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merid took. And she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his Jewish wife bore Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And the sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naam, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rena, Benhanan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Leada, the father of Marisha. And the families of the house of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbia, and Jochim, the men of Kosiba, Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubai Lehem. And the records are ancient. These were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Sheul, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. Now Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many sons, nor did all their family multiply like the sons of Judah. And they lived at Beersheba, Moleda, and Hazar Shuel, at Bilhah, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Berai, and Sharaim. These were their cities until the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were around the same cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they have their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, and Elioenai, Jacobah, Jasohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Zisa, the son of Shephi, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shemri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich and good pasture, and the land was broad and quiet and peaceful, for those who lived there formerly were Hamites. And these, recorded by name, came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and attacked their tents, and the Meunites who were found there, and destroyed them utterly to this day, and lived in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And from them, from the sons of Simeon, 500 men went to Mount Seir, with Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishai, as their leaders. And they destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites, who escaped, and have lived there. The Second Epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, Chapter 13. This is the third time I am coming to you. Every fact is to be confirmed by the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. I have previously said when present the second time, and though now absent, I say in advance to those who have sinned in the past, and to all the rest as well, that if I come again, I will not spare anyone. Since you are seeking for proof of the Christ who speaks in me, and who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For indeed he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. For we also are weak in him, yet we shall live with him because of the power of God directed toward you. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? But I trust that you will realize that we ourselves do not fail the test. Now we pray to God that you do no wrong, not that we ourselves may appear approved, but that you may do what is right, even though we should appear unapproved. For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we ourselves are weak, but you are strong. This we also pray for, that you be made complete. For this reason I am writing these things while absent, in order that when present I may not use severity, in accordance with the authority which the Lord gave me, for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The end of the book of 2 Corinthians.